Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you crazy?
It's time. It's time for us to do this doggone show. I got a few people on the line. I got people listening to it, brother. Here we go. Hey, you guys, be careful out there. I know you pissed off about this George Floyd thing, but you got to be careful. We don't want no more getting caught up in that shit. This is like the show. This is one of my maybe second, third show since I started. And I believe in promoting you. I try to establish that by doing exactly that for myself. You know, some people are turned off by a person that, you know, promotes themselves. But, you know, that's on them. I do what I think, and I think what I do. I believe people are insecure, and I believe all the people that don't like way I handle myself. I'm serious when I say this too. They're insecure and would have you believe that the person who toots their own horn is the one who is insecure. That's not true. I believe it takes more courage to toot your own horn than it does to be silent about it. And the reason is because when you let people know what you have done and what you expect to do, it deepens your obligation to do what you said. At least that's what I think. So brings me to the five no's. You know, that, you know, my alumni have incorporated into their life, and I want you to incorporate it into your life. Some things are written in stone and others are not. When you develop it, you want as much of what you're using to develop written in stone. As much as possible, you want it written in stone because those things are going to form your belief system and you don't want to change it. We're going to talk about belief systems today. The first no is no apologies. Why do you apologize for being yourself? Why should you apologize for being yourself? The second no is no fear. You will have no fear of what people think about you being you. And that's the only you that you will present from here on out. The third no is no shame. You're going to no longer feel shame of what the real you is. And that's the only you you want to present. No disrespect. You don't mean any person disrespect by being yourself. And lastly, no regrets. You will no longer regret the choices you made to be who you are. Nor will you regret the so-called friends you may lose for being yourself. Fellas, these are the five no's. And you need to have this as part of your belief. No apologies, no fear, no shame, no disrespect, and no regrets. Implement this as soon as possible, fellas. You need this. I tried to introduce myself without overtly offending you guys. And I hope I did, because that's not my intention. The Last Rosebud Show and what I do is work with a group of young men. I do. most of you are older than the, you know, my normal group of men, but some of you are also in need of the same kind of encouraging information that I give. I'm an author, and I've written 20 novels. I have a BA in sociology with education concentration. I earned that degree because one of my goals is to educate the young men I run into. I want to educate them to the concerns women have about the subpar men they're meeting. I also have a master's in teaching and learning with technology. I earned that degree because I knew most of the young men I would deal with, I'd be dealing with them through technology. And the tools I get them to use would have to be delivered through technology in one way or another. I'm like seriously trying to help you guys understand these things that we're faced with in the 21st century. As you can see, I'm serious about what I'm doing these days. Excuse me. You can reach me at AskRosebud@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. And go to my site, AskRosebud.com or RosebudsAuthor.com, and check some of the things that I talk about. Now, these shows is not based on it, but I prefer to speak to callers in the topic. Today, I really want to hear from you on is developing a belief system. We need to develop a serious system that we use to work with. Last week, I talked about integrity. It was a prelude to the next 4 or 5 discussions we're going to have. I don't really believe in making you do something that is not helping. You have to want to do it. What we're going to do is go into what you need in order to develop your belief, which is a system your manhood is anchored in. In developing your belief requires you to be committed to what you claim to be your principles. It's really simple to do once you start, and the way to do it is to be conscious of the statements you make during the day. Don't go around saying things that are half thought out. When you're developing your beliefs, every little thing you think must be thought out to reflect you. Most of us start out learning or developing, I believe, with the same statement. We don't stop procrastinating. That's what most beliefs are developed on. Claiming to want to stop procrastinating. That's just about the first thing every person who's going to change their ways or develop new ways claims. They don't stop procrastinating. First of all, if you seriously want to develop a belief system, you're never too old to do it. And there's one thing for a fact, you cannot be scared. You don't want to be scared because when you start out in this life of trying to catch women, nothing is certain. All kinds of things will begin to happen when you get serious about your manhood. Because the life of a real man is like a thrilling roller coaster ride. I was talking to a couple of guys about the course, and they made me realize that a lot of you don't know, just do not know when you're wasting your time with a woman. My course does a lot for you, but some of the things you get from it will come from your perception of what's being said. You know, perception is a very important tool of yours. It's how you see whatever you hear. Whatever you hear about things, you're going to see it a certain way. For instance, let's say one of the things that we want to change is no more wasting time with women. I am not going to waste my time with no more bitches. That's what you say. The first thing you have to do and say it out loud to yourself a couple of times. And each time you do, you got to mean it more and more. Say it every time you think of it during that first day. This is something important. It's important to do for you to realize the strengthening of your belief. This will help it turn into a tenet that you can live by. You have to tell yourself that you believe in you and all you think, and you must say it loud and mean it. You have to make yourself accept that you trust your decisions. And one of the very best ways to establish that is when you talk to a woman. Remember, procrastination, right? This has a lot to do with stopping the procrastination you're doing. When you're speaking with a woman, you have to make yourself think you're wasting your time. And you got to do something about it unless you enjoy wasting your time. I don't mean you have to sit there and politely excuse yourself. No, I actually mean quite the opposite. Once you can see that you are wasting your time, but once you even start thinking that you could be wasting your time, you have to make yourself abruptly leave. And you leave, but you don't want to really make a scene. You do this because this woman has the nerve to waste your time, as if you were a regular dude. AVPs mean always be playing. You have to always be playing your hand. And in this instance, you're making a move before the move confronts you to be made. See, I know you probably don't see the sense in what I said. But believe me, if you were equipped to see the sense in it, I wouldn't have to be saying anything. This is new information. So I'm suggesting this, or at least for this, and any other new information that you get, try it out. It's free, and it just might show you something. Try it out. Accepting something by saying yes to whatever it means is not really accepting it. You have to use it, and you got to mold it into your way of using it. That way, you won't be afraid to establish that your time is being wasted. And in seeing that, you'll leave that woman sitting alone. You want to do this to each and every woman you meet every day for the next 5 days in a row. When you have shown yourself that you are capable of leaving a woman, you have deemed a waste of your time. When you show that you're able to leave that woman, you've broken through to being able to see your belief developing. The same knife will not stab two different people the same way, especially when two different people are using it. Each person have a particular way they use that knife, and the same goes for what you accept into your life. Just because you heard me say you should accept something, don't negate the fact that you need to utilize what you heard immediately, or it won't be of any real value. Do you want a bunch of clutter in your mind? Because that's what information is if you don't use it. It's just taking up space, and it's cluttered. Now, if you believe in yourself, if you want to believe in yourself, if you really will believe you're capable of being someone different, then you want to pay attention to the conversation that we have. Because if you believe you're capable of being somebody different, you know, somebody who can stand head and shoulders above the rest of the men, then you can't talk to just anyone. You can't allow just anyone, any and every person who wants to speak to you, they cannot be able to approach you. And if you don't think you can do that, then you don't want to have a real belief that is special to you. The men who get my course understand that they're undertaking something that will transform them into a star, an alpha man, and they dedicate their every move to expressing that. It takes true dedication if you do as I suggest. If you do as I suggest, you're about to become somebody like Tiger Woods. You're about to become a famous person without ever being seen. Because believe me, when they see you, they will recognize you. not by your name, but by your stature. They're going to recognize you. And when these same people see you again, they're going to approach you and start a conversation because they're going to remember how well you made them feel just by seeing them, being in your presence. They're going to feel they know you because you didn't done all the things that the chorus have told you to do, and your persona is shiny and has become very addictive. And when they see you again, you will feel as if you're flossing. And won't even have on no damn jewelry. I quit wearing jewelry long ago because it detracted from me. I know I am the exquisite gem, and I don't need any complimentary jewels on. I got all kind of jewelry right now. You don't never see me wearing that shit. If you understand me, you see, or you should see, that your belief is established by what you're willing to do to make yourself stand out. In a crowd of dudes, in a crowd period, you know, we have to stand out. Your belief does not establish itself. You have to establish your belief. And there's going to be times when you think this person or these people are cool, or at least cool enough to hang with, but within a matter of seconds, you're going to be able to see that these motherfuckers ain't even on your level. They're nowhere near your level of understanding, and you should either deal with them or not. It's up to you. The only way you should actually stay around some motherfuckers you know or you don't know is if you can see that they were sharpening you about something concerning the city or how to act in this area. I mean, they have to be sharper. They would have to know the town, or they would have to have some game about something, you know, that would be present to make you me say. Or I would speak to them and be gone. That's what I would do. You have to see yourself at better at representing the caliber of man you are than the next motherfucker is able to represent himself. You still procrastinate if you claim or if you remain in the company of motherfuckers who are less than you. I know how this sounds. I do. This sounds very judgmental on my behalf. And in a way it is. Is everyone qualified to discipline themselves to a higher level as Michael Jordan is? Then why should everyone be judged the same when it comes to the degree you go to be your at your best? If you can't accept the fact that the road to beginning an alpha dog life is lonely, it's a lonely road to travel at times, you're barking up the wrong tree, and you're going to allow lesser meaning to be around you. There's no procrastination about me. Even if the road is lonely, the fact that it is lonely will never deter me from finding my way. You have to develop the same frame of mind. You have to develop the same frame of mind that people have to be worthy to be around you. They have to be worthy. If you don't believe you need to think like this, then you don't believe in anything, and you're going to go for just about everything. What you're supposed to be doing is completely unique from what anyone else in the world is doing. That's except the dudes who have already taken the course, because they can all be doing the same shit. Not the same things, but thinking the same way. Those men are living off of what they think and believe, which makes them awesome. No one is making their mind up for them. No one is telling them what is important. They're deciding this shit for themselves. I'm the kind of person who has to do something with the things I come up with. You know, I suddenly think of this, suddenly think of that. I got to do something that reflects what I came up. Now, there's people, and some of you might understand what I'm saying, because some of you in the same situation that I'm in, or that I'm going to explain. You may use some of it, you know, if it's money, and put the rest away for a rainy day. Now, the way I used to think was if I save something for a rainy day, believe me, that rain is going to come up and take everything away. Excuse me, fellas. If I had 50 racks and I spent 500 and put the rest away for a rainy day, I've had the experience of doing something similar to that. And a few weeks after stacking the money, it stormed and it all was needed. What good is it if that's all you're going to, you know, do with it? Pay bills. Personally, I would rather enjoy my money. I would rather enjoy it while I'm strong enough to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, and how I want to do it. Plus the fact I'm going to always get enough money for it to flow over, and I can't spend it all. That's my mentality. Years later, when I'm not having as much money as I once had, I've learned so much about money that at this time, I'm actually having a better time than I thought I would be having because of how much I learned and have used. If I was really tripping on money, I would think I should have done some other things with all that goddamn money I was going through back in the day. Now, don't get me wrong. I think shit like that sometimes, but it does me no good to live in the past and trip about what I think I should have done. Every single time I think something like that, I also think, damn, nigga, look at you. You living comfortably. You doing as you please. You ain't working. You're not having some motherfucker telling you shit. I'm constantly doing a lot of things that are important to my future, and I'm having the most fun of my life. Why? Because I'm determining everything that I do for me. Nothing I do is for the good of life. Everything I do is for the good of me. Of course, I give to St. Jude, the little kids. Yeah, I definitely $50 every month. But I tell them, you can't hit me every month. You can't talk to me every month. Don't send me none of your goddamn shit. You know, I'm just trying to help the kids. I don't want your t-shirts. I don't want your emails. I don't want none of that goddamn shit. I just made my mind up to help the kids. So I don't need no promotions or no fucking incentives. I've had a belief, and I've lived by it for the last 50-something years. And I don't see me changing no time soon. Now, if you're a dedicated person and do all you can to achieve your goals, you're going to live comfortably in your golden years. Because I'm in my golden years, and I am living comfortably. I do not have a retirement account. I do not have money saved for my golden years, or whatever you want to call it. I believe I'm being rewarded for my genuine belief in me. It's a scale, and you have to weigh it out, you know, for yourself. You have to go through all of the failures involved in what you want to do. And you got to do that in order to get to the success or whatever you're thinking about. There's failures in everything you want to do. So trying to miss the failures, you don't really want to do what you're trying to do. Of course, you're going to get knocked down a few times. But we all know the key to that shit is to get up and to not lose a step. I've always believed in me and my dreams. Some could say that I'm chasing a ghost and will never succeed at capturing it. And you know what? I am chasing the ghost. Do any of you motherfuckers know what capturing a ghost pays? Well, just ask Michael Jordan or LeBron James what it pays. They and people like them know how much it pays, which is exactly why they chased the fucking ghost they was chasing. They didn't worry about tomorrow. They didn't worry about what these other people are doing at their jobs. The only thing they worried about was honing their skills so they could be the best at it. I hope you don't think they are the only ones who hone their skills until they achieve greatness. Every single athlete that's fortunate enough to go pro does it in all sports, no exceptions. Every single winner at any business venture has honed their skills to win, and they believe in them. This is what you guys have to do. You have to be someone you can believe in. We don't want the kind of insecurity or the security other men need, because to us, our minds and our beliefs is our security. 731, I see you, man. I'm going to see what's up. What's your question, bro?
I'm really statement what you were speaking on as far as laying down.
Excuse me, man. I can't hear you. What did you say?
I don't have a question. It's just a statement as far as staying down of what you were talking about and your belief system. And, you know, I've been in what you were talking about for in your course for about 2 years now. And it was at a point where I was and I stuck between a hard place and a rock. But now I got a phone call yesterday where I was stuck between a good spot. You know, so I'm stuck between two good things. And I had to make up my mind on what that good thing that I wanted to do. And, man, yeah, this is real what you're speaking. And you just good things just happen to you. You just keep staying down.
Hey, good things happen when you design a path, follow it. Sometimes it's scary because you don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes it's not. But some guy, whoever it was, I was just going to call him and had a question to ask after you, bro, but he got off. I don't know. Maybe we was taking too long. But you're right, man. Good things happen, man. Stay down, man. Do not doubt yourself. Believe in what you believe in. Feel me?
Facts.
All right, bro, for sure. 216, what's up?
Hey, good evening, Professor.
What's happening?
Yeah, I just had a question. I just wanted to know what's the best way for a man to maintain a standout aura about himself?
You guys are totally confused when it comes to an aura. You know, you want to have an aura, but you can't like, I want my aura to be stronger over here, so I'm going to go over here and make it. No, that's not what it. That's good calling me. Hold on 1 second. Scooter, what's up? Scooter G, what's happening?
What's up, baby?
Hey, man, I'm in the middle of my show, man. So, you know, you got that show. Hey, man, I can't text you or whatever that shit. I'm on the show. Did you get?
Yeah, I keep trying to go back or something, but I'll try you again, man. I'll try it again. Go ahead and do your business.
Okay, listen, 845-277-9263. It's a bunch of people that's using that number that's already in here.
Okay, I got you.
All right. Say you guys, I'm sorry, that was. Quit the Skype.
Hello?
You there?
Yeah, you were breaking up. I can hear you.
Okay. Say what you was asking again.
Yeah, my question is, what's the best way for a man to go about maintaining a standout aura? Or, you know, like, keeping that,
okay.
Like, once you got
the
your confidence.
Okay, the thing about your aura, listen. The thing about your aura, you do not consciously do anything for your aura. You consciously do things for yourself. You consciously do things to make yourself better. And as you do this, without thinking about it, you're going to develop an aura. It's going to be because of the way you feel about what you do, because of the way you, the confidence you have in the moves you make. If you don't do this, you're not going to really have an aura. Hey, the guy that just got off the phone, come on, man. I can't rush these guys. Come on, ask your question, man. What I'm saying, bro, is that you can't think about your aura in that way. You have to think about yourself in that way. And your aura is going to naturally come. And when you sit and drink a coffee because you're confident, not because, but and you are confident, that shit is going to show, it's going to exude from you. You ain't even got to worry about it. You don't have to think about it. The only time you will think about it is when somebody comes up to you and say, it was something about you that just drew me to you. You won't even say nothing. You'll just know that it's your aura. That's what your aura, that's what it does. Is that clear?
Yes, that makes sense.
All right, bro. 916, what's up?
What's up, bud?
What's up?
I got a question about how a person can be at the same time pushing the issue with a female, but at the same time, like, not giving the appearance of guidance. You know what I'm saying? Like, not. I mean, like, you know, where.
Bro.
Yeah.
First of all, you gotta learn how to talk. Man, first of all, you gotta learn how to talk.
Yeah.
Because you ain't talking right.
Well, I'm listening to you, though. I'm listening to you,
hey,
because
man,
I already know that. You know,
can you be quiet?
Yes,
I don't need to hear your excuses. All I need to hear is you talk, and that's what I did. I heard you talk. You stumble through everything you want to say. You get to whatever it is you want to say, then you don't even say it. You just think, I know it. I don't fucking know what you want to say. So you got to stop tripping in complete sentences. You talking about, you know. Fuck no, I don't know. So start over, man, and talk for real.
All right, I got you. So when I talk to a female, my idea is to be leading her, but like, I don't want to put that in her face. You know what I'm saying? So like, really what happens is nothing happens. That's usually, you know what I'm saying? It's like either I say hi and I just ignore the whole conversation from the start, but like, it's because I don't have the control during.
Bro, do you have to take so long to say what you want to say?
No.
Because what you're saying is you full of shit. That's all you're saying. Because if you want to lead a bitch, you ain't trying to have her not notice it. You ain't trying to have her have it not in her face. You want her to see you're a leader motherfucker. How the fuck else is she going to follow you? Unless she see that on her own from what you're doing and saying. Answer that.
She ain't. She's going to see the
total
opposite.
Stop right here. Stop. I didn't ask for an explanation. I just asked for an answer. And the answer is she ain't. So what I'm saying is that's why don't shit happen for you. The conversation ends up going nowhere. Because you ain't thinking shit about what you're doing. You're just doing it. Look, all you motherfuckers talking to me. There's a method. There's a method to my madness. And as long as not you doing my method, but as long as you have a method, then you can follow that method through your conversation and end up where you want to be because you're following that method. But if you just skipping through the goddamn flowers, come on, skip to Malou, my darling, and shit, thinking shit gonna happen, you crazy.
So can I ask you a question, bud? Okay, so like, it's probably basic to you. It's probably be so basic to you, but like, it really shocks me.
Did I ask you what is the question?
All right, so when it comes to being the like having a pattern, you know what I'm saying? Like something that is routine or structured, you know what I'm saying? That falls under the pressure. And I don't know. Huh?
What's the question?
You say, sir?
What
so,
is
like,
the question?
How do I get control of slipping into like a dark spell or something? You know what I'm saying? Because like I have so much that I want to tell her. You know what I'm saying? Or whoever she is. You know what I'm saying? But I
stop, man. You lost because you have a lot to tell a bitch. I guess because you show talk a lot, but you don't be saying shit. That's why you don't get the bitch. Ain't no motherfucker gonna be listening to you come out. You know what I mean? And I'm talking about it, all of those shit. Man, you gotta say shit in plain words, so whoever listening can hear what you talking about and not have to guess. Do you realize how many motherfucking bitches guess at what's being said to them? Because the niggas say, yeah, you know, I'm talking about getting to the top. You know what I mean? And the bitch say, yeah. Why? Because she don't want to look stupid. But she sure the fuck don't know what you mean. So in the end, when you get to the point where, look, let's make a move over here. She goes, I don't think so. Maybe I'll call you tomorrow. Because she don't know what the fuck you meant. Half the time you come out, you know what I mean? Get that right there, bro. And correct that, and your motherfucking shit will be 100% better. I'm putting you back in. I got too many calls. 716, what's up?
What's happening?
916, I see you. Hold on 716. Hey, Paul. Well, you don't really want to ask nothing, man. No, I ain't gonna talk to you. I'm gonna put you back in. You don't want to ask nothing. You got game, and I know it. Me know it. 916, what's up? 916-968.
Just dropping in, checking, saying what's up.
Who is Juan Diego?
Yeah.
Juan, what's up? Okay, all you cats, man. Paul, that just came on before Juan. Now, I didn't plan this, but Paul is a successful graduate of SWU. Juan is attending SWU right now. And I do tell them they need to be listening to my show so you can get all these nuggets I'll be dropping. Because the only time nuggets help is when you got the game to see and recognize the nuggets. And that's what we did at SWU. We got the game. Because what I'm saying is this. Let's say we're talking about what to say to a woman. The game is knowing that there's an unlimited number of things to say. And how can I put an unlimited 48 million goddamn things to say to a bitch? How can I put that on an MP3? But if a motherfucker win game, that knows to look for the nuggets. And they're listening to me. Here I am, whatever today is, I'm talking about this shit, whatever today. And man, 2 weeks from now, when I'm talking about the same subject, it's going to be hella more things that I didn't say 2 weeks ago about this subject. Because whatever I was talking about 2 weeks ago is not the same topic that brought me to it today. So what brought me to it today put me in that frame of mind, which is totally different than the frame of mind I was in when the topic was brought to me 2 weeks ago. The beauty is if you just got the basic game, you can get the information from both today and 2 weeks ago. Why? Because you're listening. you using the shit you know, and you trusting yourself. Because the only thing a motherfucker that don't trust himself do, I mean, excuse me, the only thing a person do that trusts himself, that the motherfucker that don't trust himself do, is listen. And they try to emulate what they heard. This is the truth. My behavior is really fucking with me, you guys. But you could try to make what I'm saying right. You can try to make what I'm saying wrong. But every single winner at any business venture has done the things that I'm talking about. Because that's what you have to do to win. We don't want the kind of security other dudes have. Because to us, our minds and beliefs in our doggone thoughts is our security. We don't need the stock exchange. We don't need no IRA. We don't need no plan like that. We need to know that what we think is right. You can't just say it's right because you think it. You got to say is what I'm thinking. Got this. Look, am I looking out for this? Your future? Am I looking out for this? My kids? You know, my bills? I mean, if what you're thinking is handling all that shit, then what you're thinking is way sharper than somebody's projection of what you should do in life. This don't mean you don't play your future. It means as long as you stay true to what you believe, your future is intact. It means as long as you stay true to what you believe, you're going to progress toward that belief and that belief results. Now, it's on you if you believe something that's going to make you end up with some bubble gum. So you don't want to be stupid. I just hope you see the importance of confidence and having a belief system. Because you'll learn that security does not come with money. Money actually brings insecurity more than it brings security. Once you get a gang of money, your worries only then begin. Tax shelters, long-term care for your later life, robbers, shysters, they're everywhere. And they have to get every dime you have. The security comes from the knowledge you can handle shit. Anything. Period. Let me tell you something. My daughter, take her car. She's going to California. She's been going 3 hours. I'm thinking she in Cali. She called. Dad, the car, blah, blah, blah. I said, where you at? She was in Prim, which is only like 50 miles away. She said, goddamn, you left. She said, Dad, I didn't leave with that time. And I stopped her right there. Okay, because what I was thinking was, right, she didn't have to leave when she left here. I probably wouldn't have left when I left here. So what I'm saying is, $400 to tow the car back. This is not to fix the car. But I'm saying, man, the motherfucker got, you know, shit. I ain't really tripping. I do what's needed to be done. See, this is security. And that's why a motherfucker with the confidence to deal with his daily problems of stressful relationships and other shit, you know, he deals with, is the richest motherfucker on earth. I can handle my problems, and I ain't saying I got hell of money. I'm just saying whatever problem I'm going to have, I'm going to handle it. Period. It was about my daughter. I don't give a fuck that she'll fuck up. I'm going to handle it. This is about something I did. I don't give a fuck that I fucked something up or made the wrong decision. I'm gonna fucking handle it. You know, I do this kind of stuff. I live this way professionally. I live this way professionally. Hold on, excuse me. Shit. So, you got to understand what I'm about to say. What I'm about to say can work for any woman or with any woman, but I'm gonna be talking about what a hoe of mine said. Now you got to understand this hoe came in with $18,000. She was happy as was I. But am I supposed to be happy because someone is doing what they supposed to do? No. So I caught myself. She was very, very excited. But I'm a goddamn pimp. And I can't let her think I was excited about getting paid from one of my hoes. Excuse me, you guys. You gotta bear with me. I'm fucked up with that. So all she saw from me was me checking my trap as if it was $700. Good day, baby. Woo, woo, woo. The next time I spoke with her, she was feeling depressed, or at least that's what she's showing me. Saying she was thinking about religion. Now, check how much I believed in myself, which is why I responded to her like I did. When you're in a position of authority, you got to be careful not to overstep those boundaries. And at the same time, you got to be careful to never underplay them either. Here's the kicker. What damn boundaries do a motherfucker with no authorities or the motherfucker in authority, what do they adhere to? What boundaries do a motherfucker that's in charge adhere to? The only boundaries I care about are the ones for my well-being and staying true to my manhood. So what I'm, you guys got so many goddamn questions here, man. This is good, though. 862, what's up?
Dude, it's me.
Got me? What's up?
Yeah, I got questions. You always tell a story about
it. Hold up. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how you call it, but you must be in the wind or something. You got to make it to where the wind is not, you know, bothering what you're saying.
I'm going to get it corrected. Hello?
All right, it's good now. Let's go.
Yeah, all right. I got two questions. One question, you always tell that story about how that girl came in with all that money, but you never explain how she got it.
That's one. That's, bro, she was a thief. And what you got to understand is a pimp don't give a fuck about how some bitch got some money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I know from when I hear you always, you know, a pimp question them, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if they ever sit down
that
and
game,
talk
man,
with them.
That game, stop. When I said question her would be, bitch, you got 18 racks? And she going to say, yeah, I knocked the fool off. And we already know the rest. I ain't got to answer no more questions. I don't care where or who or how she did what she did. If she say, I caught this trick, woo-woo, but I knocked him off. He either went to sleep, she stole the shit, or she gave him some kind of drug. I don't give a fuck what she did.
Did you ever find out what she did? I understand what you're saying, but did you find out what she did?
Yes, I already knew what she did when she said 18 racks. She had knocked a full wall. Now, did I ask her, what'd you do? Give me some drops. You know, what'd you do? I didn't ask her all that goddamn shit. I just know she knocked a full wall for 18 rounds. The average hoe, they just peel motherfuckers for that money. I mean, that motherfucker wide awake, she's just distracting him and getting that money. Now, that's the way it normally happens, but the bitch can give you some drops and the motherfucker go to sleep. There's all kind of ways for the motherfucker to get the money. Why do I want to be a sucker and ask her, baby, what did you do? Come on, man.
Well, what, did she disappear for a couple of days? Because something like that would take a couple of days for her to finesse.
That's because you're a big old ass square. That bitch is right back on that track. The same fucking night with a different wig, a whole other dress, and she was getting money. Now, do you have any more sucker shit to say?
I was listening to your podcast earlier.
Stop.
You know, man.
Stop.
Yeah.
I like you. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to keep it 100, man. I'm always on my point, on my purpose or whatever, you know what I mean? I'm good with fucking like maybe 3-4 women a year. Like, I don't go crazy over like fucking a bitch.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep it 100. I ain't fuck a bitch in like maybe 3-4 years, man. And whenever I'm like this, I could kind of like will. All right.
Are you telling me? In the choice, and you said that she didn't choke me. You ain't fucking this. In 3 or 4 years, is what the fuck are you getting ready to ask me, bro?
You had a podcast earlier when you said something about on the lines of being civilized and uncivilized. I don't know. I was thinking, because I'd be pondering why I ain't fuck a bitch in 3 years. I get hella numbers, and I'm good with women, but I haven't fucked a bitch. I get them in the car. I'll be feeling on their pussy or something. They'll turn and just be, oh, I can't. You know, it's always something. Lately, in this last couple of years, I haven't fucked a bitch. And you know, my partner is something like,
stop.
How you and Tay is. All right.
Stop.
I ain't going to go into a deep.
All right. Stop, please. What I'm saying is why you ain't fucked a bitch in 3-4 years. Because all you
doing
is. I don't
know. I'm trying to figure it out.
No, man. Can you please be quiet?
I'm listening.
You just tripping, man. Don't take 3 or 4 years to fuck a bitch. You be waiting for that bitch to say, okay. What I'm saying is sometimes you can think, whatever you do, got your finger in the pussy, I'm going to try to hit it. And she say, no. But what I'm saying is, if that happened 20 times in a row, who gives a fuck? What's going on is you see that you got action, and you supposed to get at that action. Now, if you don't win, you don't win, which does bring up your question. Fuck, haven't I been, you know, hitting these motherfucking bitches' pussy? You might be wanting that pussy too much. What I'm saying is I wouldn't touch no bitch. I wouldn't motherfucking put my finger anywhere near this motherfucker. Especially because I want to, you know, whatever. Because I know bitches are teasing. What I'm saying is you got a spot?
Hell yeah, I got my shit together. Okay,
stop, my shit been together for years.
Stop,
nigga. Don't nobody want to hear this shit. I'm just asking yes or no questions. How many of them motherfuckers that you had your finger in was at your house when you had your finger in?
I can't even get them in the house. I can't even get them to the
car.
Don't
nobody care why you can't get them in the house. What I'm saying is that's the problem. You can't fucking get them in the house. So you act like you want to do it in the car like a kid. You act like this, that, and the other. So you got all this shit working against you that you ain't recognizing. So what I'm saying is, here you are in the car, and it gets time. Let's say you kissed a bitch, and then you touch them titties. You stop. You got to stop it. You got to tell her, just look. You know, I don't know what you think, blah, blah, blah. But you got to be telling her, I want to go to my house. The bitch going to say no, maybe. So what I'm saying is, she going to also want you to keep fucking with her. So you don't fuck with her. They just say, I ain't no kid. You know, and this could lead to all kind of shit. So you be grown is what I'm saying, man.
But what I'm trying to tell you is, I've been fucking bitches my whole life since I was young. But it's
something about this life.
All right.
Are you calm with yesterday's catches today?
I think
quiet,
on them
quiet.
And stay positive. I think on
yeah,
them and stay positive.
Oh,
I'll be like,
you are so full of it. It is pathetic.
No, I'm not.
You
I think on them
liar.
And stay positive.
Bro, stay positive, Damien. I ain't got nothing else to say to you, motherfuckers. Stay as positive as you want to. 843, come
oh,
on.
Shit. Oh, shit. God damn.
843, come on.
Oh, what's up, bud, man? Hey, man, I'm just chiming in on this last caller scenario, but I'm going to kick my scenario. So, man, what I do, talking to a bitch, whether it's like online or some shit, I'm like this, man. Come to my spot. I'm going to cook for you. The bitch get there. My grass is cut freshly. The bitch walk in my house. She see me. I'm dripped down looking like a motherfucking clean motherfucking fresh out the shower. She walk in the house. She smell food. She see the nice, clean house. She might have a bottle, or I might have a bottle. Feed the bitch something real nice. Sit down on the couch. When I'm on that goddamn batter's mound, I'm fucking swinging. Meaning, yes, I'm rubbing the pussy. Yes, I'm kissing the bitch, sucking on the titties, doing all that freaky foreplay shit. But you best believe, all you got to do, bro, is slide them goddamn pants off, and the bitch gonna fuck you soon as she roll up in your driveway. Just by the appearance of your house, if you got your shit right. Like Buzz said one time, he said, you can live in the motherfucking projects, beat down slums. But if a bitch come in your house and your shit clean, and you got matching plates, matching towels, and everything match, like your game and your mouthpiece, you can have the shortest dick and probably make the bitch come. What'd you think about that, bud?
I think you're absolutely right. I didn't fucking interrupt you, bro. So you stopped because you wanted to stop. I did not interrupt that because every fucking thing you was saying is real. It don't have nothing to do with any of the shit except for what come out your mouth. If what come out your mouth is representative as far as what she can see, you having that shit. Period. Good shit for 843. Hey, 843.
Yo.
Hit my fucking email. AskRosebud@gmail.com. I ain't going to tell you what I'm going to hit you with, but I'm going to hit you with something. That was dope.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
216, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to make a suggestion for the brother who was saying that he was struggling with bringing a woman over to his crib.
Stop.
I think, you know,
I recognize your voice. Is this Corey?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, man. I just want to make sure I can recognize your voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on, Professor? I just want to make a suggestion for him. It sounds like he's really struggling with being honest with himself. I would definitely look into trying to get the confidence course if I was him, man, because a lot of things that he was speaking about, I can relate to personally. And, you know, and I know every man wants to have sex, you know, and sometimes it may not be about sex, but you have to be more truthful with yourself. My suggestion for you is to check out that confidence course, and that's all I really wanted to say.
All right, 862, what's happening with you, brother?
Okay, I'm back on, right?
Yeah, you on. Come on.
Well, you know, to the young brothers, you know, talking, I feel them. I ain't even going to say nothing, but I'm the type of nigga, man, I will fuck like the daughter. I used to fuck like the daughter. I'll fuck the mother. I'll fuck the cousin. Like, I'm not new to this. Like, I've been fucking bitches my whole life. This is what I'm saying. But I'm just, I'm being honest. How the hell, what more honest can a nigga say? He ain't fucked a bitch in like 4 or 5 years. So you sound stupid. But anyway, I haven't fucked a bitch. I get bitches. I could anywhere. It's just something. I don't know what the fuck. I'm talking to buggers. I want to know if this is like something cyclical.
Listen, man.
Or something.
Stop sneaking.
Yeah.
Stop. You be sneaking, fool. You know you do.
You be
back on and all that sneaky shit, man. Be straight up with the bitch. You don't tell the bitch, look, I want to take you and fuck you. But you got to be straight up with her and say, God damn. What?
But I'm the type of nigga could walk through a restaurant and look at a bitch and be like, just look at it and
well,
be like, look, come to the bar.
What are you
come
doing
to
on
the
show, man? What are you asking that question for if you that nigga? If you that nigga,
you
better understand you just...
You know what? All right, good.
Listen, man, I ain't got time to be, you know, going back and forth with your motherfucking ass. You ain't doing what you supposed to do. Period. And all that goddamn shit you talking don't mean shit if you don't know. Sometimes a motherfucker be in the dry spell. Your shit is way too long to be in a dry spell. So then evidently you doing something wrong. I don't give a fuck. And if you don't want to recognize what you're doing wrong, you want to keep doing it. That's why you talk so much. Goddamn it, man. I was just going to get you 216. Bring your ass back. Okay, come on. 216, what's up?
Yeah, that's basically what I was trying to say to him. It's like it's something, it sounds like it's something that's missing. And the reason why I say that is because I have the confidence course. And I've been studying the course, and there's things that I struggle with as well that I can relate to what the brother's saying. And I can hear the confidence course teaches you how to hear certain things. And I can just hear it in his voice. I can hear a little bit of frustration. So all I'm saying is my suggestion is for you to go within and just be more truthful and just, you know, at least check it out and give it a chance because I had that same struggle where I wasn't being honest and I would say, oh, well, I'm fucking this and this and that, but it's like it's something that's missing inside of you and I can just hear it. That's just my suggestion for you.
Hey, Corey, let me tell you something. Only me and you know what you're talking about, but what that shit me and you just talked about, this is what's up, man. I'm telling you, man, this is it. The truth in figuring out what you want to do and accepting what the fuck you end up doing. Because motherfuckers can end up doing various things for the same situation. You might go left, and another motherfucker might go right. But who gives a fuck as long as you guys end up at the same place, which is where you're trying to go. Right?
Yeah.
Corey, you there?
Yeah, I could. Can you hear me?
Okay,
hello?
Yeah, I did hear you just now. I heard you just now.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Okay, you guys, my point, what I'm talking about, what I want, is the only boundaries I care about are the ones for my fucking well-being and staying true to my goddamn manhood. And one of the boundaries is never listen to what a motherfucking woman is saying or thinking unless, you know, it's in line with what my thoughts are. I don't give a fuck what a woman is thinking. I'll tell them, listen, baby, the last thing I want you to do, or the last thing I want to do is tell you what to think. So if you're thinking about religion, you know, you remember I told you, the bitch told me she was thinking about religion. So I tell the bitch, if she's thinking about religion, and you may want to join the church or something, I point it to the door. There's the door, and use it to get the fuck out of my motherfucking face. I'm not trying to pimp on no goddamn brow that want to be a Christian. And I'm showing, I'll tell your ass not to be one. I'm going to let you know if you want to fuck with me, you going to sell some pussy. And if you're thinking about religion, that's a conflict. And I ain't trying to deal with it. And then I told him it's one thing that's a fact. If you want to be with me, you can't think like that. You know, all of that shit I bought you, is yours, and unless you want to get it and go, I'm going to see your motherfucking ass on the track when I get back. I'll let baby know. And what that did, let me tell you something. Now, the reason I was able to tell her she can leave after paying me $18,000 in one night, I mean, I can do that. because of how strongly I believed I couldn't be bought. You know, you can't bring me enough money that's going to take me away from my principles. You know what that bitch did? That bitch went out the next night and knocked off 10 more racks. And guess what? The bitch brought it all to me. Now, moral of the story. A woman, any kind of woman, loves a motherfucker who has a belief system in place and he can't be bought. You know what that does for her? That make her know and believe that can't no other bitch come do it either. Therefore, she trusts that motherfucking man. Come on, you guys. I got way too much game. I know what's going on. So, and this is a quote that I believe you with tonight. If a man walks a narrow path to his dream will support his every motion towards getting to it. And this is the power of belief. That narrow path is limited to what you believe and the boundaries you initiated for yourself. If you live within what you have designed for you, you're going to be successful. Success for you might not be money, might not be possessions. Money and possessions are going to be there, but that might not be success for you. Success might be having a home and some kids, you know, and being a Leave It to Beaver dad. I mean, we don't know what success is. Success can be what you say it is. But you got to say what it is, and you got to go for it. That's where I'm at, fellas. I'm gone.